Hello, Holly. How are you?
Okay, good.
Kind of confused.
We have strep throat. So it's like ever since I moved back to Georgia, we've been sick. So.
Wait, you moved back to Georgia?
Yeah, I just moved back here.
When?
9 months ago? 8 months ago?
So wait,
I moved here right before I started the book. Yeah.
Okay. I was like, I thought you recently moved, like, a month or two. I was like, she never told me what happened.
No.
When did this happen?
I know. Okay, so let me sit down. I'm gonna have to get me some antibiotics. My son just got sick again, so
well,
he gave it to me. Okay, let's see here. What am I talking about? Oh, we have a phone. Hold on, let me cut some real quick. I can't talk and walk
files.
At the same time.
I think those are the files you asked me about, I think.
Uh-huh.
Are those the right files? They're the ones I sent you?
I don't know. I'm trying to open the scenario 1, 2 through 10. I accidentally hit 2 instead of 8.
Yeah, I realized
that. And then this one now, the other one I am just now opening. I really hate this thing.
Still not getting used to teamwork?
You know what? I honestly forgot the recipe. So I've been doing the other one you suggested. My son just tested positive for strep throat. My husband was telling me that. Like, I texted him back. I said, I know, because I'm doing it too.
So wait,
okay. You
forgot the recipe. Should I send it again?
Sure. Well, if you don't mind, I'll look this up.
Of course. It's no problem. You just...
Sheldon, I feel like you're my friend, and I hate that anything ever happens. I really do.
Of course we're friends.
I hope that's okay to say that.
Of course we're friends.
Or I kind of feel like you're my son. So, kind of like your son, or my middle son. Okay.
I'm glad you see it that way.
My old... Okay. But I started having children very, very young. I was 19. No, I got married at 19. I was 21 when I had married. Okay.
And right now you're 44, right?
No, I'm 29.
What?
So, that's the American joke. When you ask a woman how old she is, she always says 29. Because...
That's a first for me. I've been here for quite some time, and that's a first for me.
Oh yeah.
Then again, I for me, nobody, like a girl wouldn't say 29 to me because I'm 26. So they would be like, yes, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Always say 29. But okay. Is this document that you just sent me? The revised version of chapter 9.
I think.
See, that's, I'm getting confused. We need to start labeling these somehow.
I think the chapters were labeled in the last file, were they not? In the October 14 file, the chapters were labeled because I asked them to specifically
right.
do it.
Right, and originally we were... you know, or week by week, and then we started compiling them all at once, I believe. And now that they're in chapters, they're easy to follow. What I was with this last revision is I'm not exactly sure what the major difference was. I like this revision much better. I'm not sure what the major difference was other than the conversation when they went. First, they changed Chantry most of the time. They still used it in one reference. They changed it to Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had Anne go in. I don't understand the purpose of this scene. It's like, where is this leading? What does this have to do with anything? Is this just a filler chapter? I mean, what's the purpose of this chapter?
Can you tell me the exact page that you're at right now?
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh. Larger. I don't know how you did tech support. I had to work with tech an hour and a half yesterday, and by the end we were laughing. Okay. All right. On 119, I believe it is.
I drop you a text as well for the recipe, so you can look at.
Oh.
I think that's the one. You leave it.
Okay, and it's black tea. The black tea is okay?
Yeah, you can do that with black as well. I think it's usually better with black. If you don't add milk, it's just a stronger, better effect.
I'm trying to get this computer upgrade. Chapter...
There are pages at the end, so you can just tell me the page number and we'll drop into that page.
Yeah, I'm trying to find... I really like the beginning of 9 when they were talking about how she met Chase. And, you know, his lifestyle kind of introduced the New Age movement. And then she... briefly went into the New Age movement without going into it too heavy. I really liked that. Because I don't want to give a lot of credential to the New Age movement. I want it, you know, kind of grazed over softly.
Yeah.
On page 118, it says, a chapel, Lily explained.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? Zoe stepped up beside her. No one goes to it anymore. I never knew there was a chapel here. She looked at Zoe with a surprised smile. Chantry? What? It's supposed to be Chantry? Is it Chantry?
Yes, that's Chantry.
Chantry, okay. I'm not familiar with the Chantry. So I looked it up, and it's a European chapel dates back all the way back to the 1300s.
Yeah.
I think being staged in the United States, since our country's history isn't that old, I think going all the way back to Chantry is not fitting in an American setting. So
yeah, that is true. That is true. Normally people don't call them Chantries here.
Here, right. Did have one. I mean, even if we, I just don't know where, only maybe St. Augustine or someplace that was first established by the church that we have something that old. So historically, I don't think it fits.
That does make sense. We can't usually go for a chapel sense. Because the thing is, the reason why this is a general conflict, because there is very, like you say, there's a very small difference between a chantry and a chapel.
Right. In our area, it's the Bible Belt. We're very southern. Everybody, you know, well, old days. You know, most people have Bible in their car. And, you know, it's just very, that's too much European influence and too much European history in my book, in this book in particular.
Because there's like, there's a very distinct difference. Because, like, in terms of talking about a chapel is like a, you know, a small branch of a church, in a sense.
Right.
And a chantry is basically, as the word says, chant. A chantry is a place where, you know, normally, because in America, most of the churches here are combined, so they don't usually have a chantry. But a place where you can have religious chants done. So that's labeled. We don't have it separate over here, but in Europe originally this used to be a separate thing, part of the church, but separate. But right now in here we just have halls and generals to, you know.
Yeah, so that won't work. At least.
Yeah, a lot of people will be confused with that. I get that.
Yeah. Now, if, but I really did like how they just glazed over the New Age movement thing. And then there was last night when I was reading, R-O-O-D, root. That's another term, that's a European term that's put in here.
Which one, sorry?
I'm like, is he misspelling road? But it's rude. I looked it up and it's a, I forgot what it meant. Hold on, just.
Well, the current writer that we have indeed is, like, on your book is indeed a European.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that.
But, yeah. So I'll ask him. It's no problem. I'll ask him to tone down, you know.
He's naturally going to his native cultural instinct, which is perfectly normal, which means he's talking about what he knows. You know what I mean? That's the natural experience of writing.
Yeah.
So I totally get that. But I'm
concerned.
I'm voicing it as if it's coming to me, not him. And so that's, I have an American experience, so...
True, yeah, you know. It's true. Yeah. I understand.
So, and then I don't really know if this is a complete rewrite, but I don't know. I don't get this scene where she's talking to her mom about Chase at the grave and she has that vision of her mother. I don't think that doesn't make sense there to me. I'm trying to find it.
By the way, I have a question. Why? Because if you go down about the chantry, right? If you go down on to page 123, it is defined that this is not something common in America, because it's defined as Eastern.
I still don't want it in.
Just saying, like, it's because we'll have to rework this entire chapter, and so I'll put in a major revision. And okay, because this section would have to be reworked entirely then.
You know, and
it's not a problem.
Just change it to a chapel, or change it. I mean, but and then the second thing I have about this is what. Purpose of the scene.
The what?
What's the purpose of this scene? Is it just so that she has the accent, or is it just...
Isn't this to relate... Wouldn't this help in relating to book three, I think, is where you... book two is where you go towards, you know, starting at the end of the book. How should I put this? The second book you want to make is about them running a church.
Oh. Okay. Hold on just a second. What?
This would link to that, right?
How?
Because this is an abandoned church.
Oh, so is this what they're going to use for their church later?
I think that would be the perspective. I feel like that's the perspective the writer's going for.
Like, this could be something... Okay, then it definitely does not need to be a chantry.
Okay. Then we'll make it to an abandoned church. That sounds good?
Yeah. Let's make it an abandoned
Because, like, that, this would hint towards, you know, the second book, because if you just start off with them going to that in the second book only, there would be, you know, loopholes that would be left out.
No.
But if you have, like, little... This would be an Easter egg lead left in the book for book
exactly.
two.
Exactly. There'd be no reference to it. I get that. I just didn't know where we were going with it. And I think it does lean well into that, and then her having the accident, because that accident is also going to lead her to a different spiritual
enlightenment
back to her roots. So I think that would be good. Let's just use an abandoned building instead of chantry.
Yeah, I understand. That's fine. We'll put it that way.
And with the effect of...
We can actually, you know, what we can do is we can do it as a reverse. We can create a reverse situation. Like, rather than in this scenario, she says chapel, and then she's corrected to chantry. And just say chantry, and it's like, no, there's no such thing as a chantry here. We just call it church. Because that is how it is. That is the reality of it. Because even if it is a chantry, it'll still be called a church here. Does that sound good?
Why would she have that reference that would lead to another Easter egg hunt? Because why would she have that reference? Where would she have gotten the reference from?
True. That does make sense. But then again, I'm thinking from my own perspective because looking at me, I have weird fragments of information that make no sense. Because I just...
No, I'm not upset. I'm just trying to put it... It's like a puzzle that you're putting together. So...
It's kind of like a character building. Like, you know, somebody who reads about something outside, because a lot of Americans don't usually have an understanding of... most countries outside. Like, if you ask them, like, even being very specific, very, very honest, if you're talking with people from different states, they don't know what goes on in the state right beside them. A lot of people won't know ever what goes on in the state right beside them.
Right. But if I have a reader go,
You don't want them to actually, you know, put them through the effort of not knowing what this is.
Yeah, and I don't want to run the risk of them putting the book down because it's not making sense to them. Or I don't want to run the risk of, wait a minute, isn't H.C. Adams supposed to be an American author? She doesn't sound American. She sounds European. What's going on here?
I see. I understand the perspective you're going for. Okay. I'll talk to the writer as well.
Authenticity. Because even though there's a lot of what I put in the book in here, you know, I mean, a lot of the design, of course, is mine, but I understand that, but I don't know if the rest of the world would understand that. So,
talking from a professional perspective, of someone who's done books before, and actually read a lot of books as well, honestly doesn't matter a lot because for a book reader, it doesn't really matter much if the author is European or American. Think of put yourself in a reader's perspective. Would you honestly care?
I wouldn't, but I'm a very detailed reader.
You're a detailed reader, and you wouldn't. Most people are non-detailed readers. If you don't care, then even less people are going to care.
But there might be that one review that goes, you know, and you just, I want it more mine than the author's.
Understand. We're gonna change that. Yeah. I'm not arguing on that. I'm just like putting your mind at ease because you have to understand. You're stepping into authorship. There are going to be good and there are going to be bad reviews. That is part of it. Even great books have bad reviews. Bestsellers have bad reviews. It's part of the game.
No, I understand that, but what this continual battle I'm having with this. No, I wanted to sound more, you know, non-European English,
mm-hmm.
is I feel like there's this silent tug of war between me and the author and I. Like, he wants it this way, and I want it this way, and I have to do the continual remind, you know, like, he needs to get into the mindset that I understand he's writing what he's writing because
mm-hmm.
of his experience. And he's writing from the roots of his experience. That's
mm-hmm.
where you should, that shows good authorship. I understand that. But on the other hand, if you're
writing, I completely understand your perspective because you're right. It's not supposed to be his writing. It's supposed to be your writing and you're
right.
Native American. So it's supposed to seem, I wouldn't say Native American. That's the right term. At the same time, that's the wrong term.
I know.
In conflict
yeah.
with this term because Native American is the least. It never makes sense to me because. But anyways.
It's not really American. We're a conglomeration. So.
No, I get it. Wouldn't like because it for me the argument is, if they're Native American, doesn't that make them just American?
Right.
Why do you have to put a special label on people who are already Americans? No, they're Native Americans. Like,
I know.
Isn't that the same thing?
You're American because, well, there are adopted Americans too, or you know, you came from another country and then you.
But that's the point. The native, the one specifically labeled as Native Americans, are people who used to live in this region of the world, which is currently America, before, you know, it became America.
Oh yeah, they say the Indians. Yeah, I mean
they're the OG Americans.
they are the true Native Americans. I'm not a Native American.
Exactly. That's my point. That's my point. Aren't those the people who have the ultimate right to be actually called Americans?
I know. Exactly. I agree. But I was born in America after it had been established as America. So I'm a born American. There we go. I could say born American. He's succeeding well when he's coming to like some of the accents and things. That's not the right terminology I was looking for, but he's doing well as far as that. And I really like the way that he's like skimming over the New Age movement and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I did give the next scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I gave four highly suggested scenarios that I would like to see happen. I mean, I'm open to things. But one thing that is not making sense to me is this vision with the mother and going to the grave and talking about Chase. Or the dream. It just seems a little mythological? No, long term. It seems a little haunting, I guess.
Huh?
And it almost gives a tone of haunting, a mysterious haunting. And I just didn't like the tone of it there. I just think if we placed it
further
after
down
she
the
has,
line.
Yeah. I know the purpose of that scene was to determine or to draw attention to her doubts of Chase. I understand mm-hmm. that. But
I have a quick question, Holly. Would you mind if I give this a part of this conversation to the writer? Can we just hear out the conversation between us and, you know, he'll understand the problems from, you know, your perspective and our discussion
as well.
So it's better to, you know, have the call recording rather than just me telling him, because there's a possibility that I miss a few things. Hearing the call would be a better perspective for the writer.
Sure. I thought that's what we were going to do anyway, so that's fine.
So.
So, the to go back to the scene where she's giving, she's speaking to her, or she had the dream about her mother, and that's where her misgivings of Chase were starting to come in or appear. I think it might even be for the second time. I just feel if we did that in a different way, so it's not a complete rewrite of that chapter, just that section,
mm-hmm.
and then put that visitation with her mother while she's unconscious after she has the accident,
mm-hmm.
I think fits more naturally, and it wouldn't have such a mysterious tone to it.
Because, okay, she, it would make more sense in terms of the flow, right, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
Because that would be something that would more naturally happen while you're, you know, not unconscious.
I have a question. Yeah. You don't get worried about, like, giving your opinion, like, oh, I'm undermining someone's work, right? You don't think that, do you?
For the author?
No, because sometimes I feel like you just don't give your open opinion because you feel like you're undermining the other person's work.
Yeah, I do. I don't want to hurt their feelings.
No, it's part of their job. Two, it's your book.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to hurt their feelings, but I do feel like the tug of war between your
feelings. Trust me, that's the last thing you can do. They deal with a lot of crazier clients. By a client to scream, like screaming.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so you're fine.
No.
The better the feedback you give to us, the more feedback we have, the more the writer is able to understand your perspective, the more, you know, able to develop according to your perspective. Because you have to keep in mind this is your book, and at the end of the day, you're the person who has to be satisfied with it, not the writer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So
well,
give
I don't really view it as him just the writer. I kind of view it as a co-authorship, even though I'm not actually writing the dialogue. I do feel that, you
your
know, the plot
idea.
And
it's your
yeah,
idea.
And the plot and the scenarios are, you know, definitely what I want to lay forward. And I understand for chapters, I think it's 5, 6, 7,
mm-hmm.
that I kind of did not submit any scenarios, and it's because I was starting a new job and it was all consuming. But at this time, I think I can offer, you know, more scenarios, and I think I should. I also put a scripture in there that I would definitely like to see at some point. I think it's a strong scripture that helps anybody get through any type of grief. And let's see. I think that's about it.
Okay. We can definitely
let me double check
through all of this. At some point, we should have this like once every 2 weeks. We can have a discussion on in detail. Like, this is what's going on. This is
right.
You know, this needs to be fixed. This is good. So the writer has a good feedback to understand and your perspective.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because I feel like you won't provide that freely on text. You'll provide your feedback more freely on a call.
Correct. I was trying to think. Submitted the script.
Did you get my text, by the way?
About sentiment, the...
The whole tea, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, because I asked you if it was black tea. Okay. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to go get antibiotics. Let's see. Okay, so where did I put... do you want me to put in writing where I put... I put on the revisions, I said, let's take the scene of the chantry out. It feels like the story is going a bit off course. Now that you've explained to me where it's coming from, I understand that.
It doesn't need to be taken out or done anything. It's because the writer will be getting the call, so he'll know exactly what to do.
Okay, so it's on my revisions, I put page 118. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He doesn't have to put it there. I'm just saying, actually, it might be good after she's recovering in the hospital, actually, because she's going to have a lot to take on with the death of her mom and overtaking a new business. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening.
Okay. Taking on a new business or trying to sell it. She's still actually a student, and now she's been in an accident. And then the love of her life is totally abandoning her. So she's got a lot going on.
Yeah, it's a spiral.
Yeah. And I think it will, all of these things happening will take her to, my husband's calling again. Take her to a breaking point where she does have to turn to God.
Yeah.
Which is really the situation. Okay. Does that all make sense?
We are good to go.
Okay.
Perfect. So the refinement is being done. I think we'll have it next week. We'll have a cover sample ready for you. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Oh, okay.
So I did give it to the illustrator. They're like, okay, we'll work something out on this and see what we can come up with. So they'll come up with a sample from their end, looking at what you've sent. So whatever you go with is fine. It's not a problem.
Okay.
If you want to go with the old one, you can go with the old one. If you want to go with the new one, you can go with the new one.
Okay.
By the way, for the back cover, normally what we do is we attach one picture of you as an author. We give a small description of the author, and we just put a line in between, and below it's a small description of the book.
I know. But how can I be anonymous as
then you don't have to put a picture. They can just
see. I don't know if I would be. Have they already submitted a copyright?
No, the copyright is being carefully reworked this time, so filing will be done in a batch, and that will be done by, it's like they're usually done at the end of the month, so.
Okay.
So if you want to make any changes, you're free to do so, but I think before the 31st.
Before the 31st.
If you want to hold it off, then because I think every 15 days a batch is sent. So if you want to hold it on after the 15th and after the 31st, then we'll have to wait till either 15, 16, whatever comes accordingly. Yeah.
And then it takes about 60 days after that. So when's our completion date?
A what?
When's our approximate completion date, like goal?
For the book.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a deadline for the book. If I'll have to ask the author. Because the
it's not a deadline. Like, what's our goal? Do we have a goal?
Being very honest, when we are doing a ghostwriting, we don't usually have a goal because we tend to be flexible because there are revisions. Sometimes even like a 100-page book takes a few months because there are so many revisions. We just aren't able to connect with the writer, like the author. Sometimes we're able to connect
mm-hmm.
very well because we once did like a 300-pager in like 3.5 months because everything was turning out completely fine and it was just going through and through and through and through. So, and sometimes it takes, it took us once, 9 months to do a 100-page book because we
mm-hmm.
weren't just able to see eye to eye with the guy.
So, yeah, it's flexibility.
Yeah.
I was hoping that.
But I can ask the author for, an estimate time on, you know, the writer can give me an estimate time on what his vision is on when we can finish the book.
Yeah. As long as I don't demand too many. Here's my concern about the picture. I don't have. That's why I kind of sent that one picture to you because I was going to use that as my author picture. But here's my concern: why do I give my picture and biography if I'm using a pen name, and then you've rechanged? You're redoing the copyright on my pen name.
Yeah.
And would that even be necessary if I decide not to use my pen name?
If you decide not to use your pen name, then it won't be necessary to refile.
However, I never did see the original copy.
But right now, even then, I would recommend that you go for a refile because of we, at this point, can't recover the original copy because it was supposed to be sent to you.
Right. And then also, too, do we need to put on it, I put coffee, I don't think I put coffee house. What did I put? Coffee shop. I put coffee shop
cafe.
Series or cafe series.
In the book cover, right?
Yeah, but
that's coffee shop. You said Divinely Perked Coffee Shop Series, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I'm being very honest with you, that basically made it seem like it's a sitcom.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah, because that gives if you've seen Friends, then you can understand it kind of gives it's just everything's going around.
You're right, definitely. I was just trying to give a reference, and Coffee House series are really popular right now, so.
But those are sitcom series. They're mostly in terms of a book, we're talking of a book, then it would be, because your book is not actually.
No. This has a much
kind of thing.
Serious.
It's more of a those kind of series are more slice of life, just fun family and general drama of life, nothing.
Right.
Too crazy.
Right. I see your point. Yeah, we'll have to take that off.
Yeah.
So, but I wanted to see if maybe just the pictures could kind of give that reference instead of the subtitle. It's just I know. In my writing classes that I took, they were just continually referencing the marketing popularity and what was popular, and they were continually saying what's really happening right now is to have that title and didn't have that subtitle underneath it. So, I mean, I've heard that numerous times and numerous, but I don't know the reality of it. But I do know what I see a lot lately. Now, old classics, it's not popular, but I do see that it's very popular right now.
So, but since we are refiling, we do have the option to, make a few changes. We can do Where I Belong could become a subtitle to a brand of a book. you can think of a name that becomes the brand of the three books. Then the subtitle can be, you know, the main storyline.
Oh, gotcha. And be the theme. And the title is the theme. So
you can call you can call the book, like the book series, because everyone's linked to, the main link between them is the cafe. You can call it Divinely Perfect, and then you can, you know, label Where I Belong as the subtitle.
Mm.
That
I wonder if I have
you'll
to
secure the name. That way you'll secure the name at the same time for the concert as well.
Because I'm seriously thinking about opening my own coffee shop called Divinely Perked. So,
I'm pretty sure I if that opens, I would get some free coffee.
Oh yes, definitely. But I'm researching now, like where to get the best beans and stuff that are picked not by what is the word, free trade. So I'm sorry, I'm not thinking well with my words today.
No, I do understand because like you have to put a lot of thought into, especially before you open any kind of food related business.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do a lot of research on the best thing you have to do, like the most extensive thing to what's going to be your source, what's going to be the first source of your product, what's the quality of the source, and then comes the process, because if you don't have the foundation, which is the source, you can't develop the process.
Right.
You'd have to come up with specific recipes as well. Like, okay, this is going to be our a latte. This is going to be, you know.
Right, and this could take years, and you know, I love coffee so much. I literally could just shower in it. I love coffee.
Have coffee, right? Do you need to have products as well? Stuff like a sandwich and cakes.
Right. You don't make a lot of money on coffee unless you're starving. Yeah, I mean, like I have. Actually, it's a person in my sister church. She started her own coffee shop in this town, and she called it Rooted. And everybody goes there because their coffee actually has this much fresher, authentic taste than not. It's a non-processed taste as opposed to Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I was about to go Starbucks as well, yeah.
I love Starbucks.
Starbucks is basically a coffee shop. Starbucks is like a fast food chain with coffee.
Of coffee, right. And then, you know, I was doing my research on coffee, and there's that mindset of coffee in the United States where it is a fast food. And in European and other countries, coffee is an experience, and it's definitely an experience with people you care about.
You should see a video on Turkish coffee and how it's made. It's amazing.
Where was that?
Turkish coffee.
When I was in Germany, I was a manager for Estee Lauder, a cosmetic company, and one of my coworkers, she was from Morocco, and she always made me Moroccan tea and Turkish coffee. So, but I don't know if it was, and my husband spent 2 years in Turkey. So, but yeah, and then I have ESL students that send me coffee from Puerto Rico all the time.
you have a lot of sources. You can actually ask people like, okay, you can in your cafe you can have, so this is European, this is Puerto Rican.
Yeah. So, but anyway, my friend, she developed her coffee shop, and, you know, it's Rooted, and it's kind of the same aspect of what I want to do, different title, and, you know, and then she has a scripture underneath her Rooted. But the long story I'm trying to say is there's a parking lot, and then it's a shopping plaza, a big shopping plaza, very, very nice in an upscale area of our town. And there's a parking lot and then kind of like a road that leads into the parking lot, and then there's Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, that was pretty brave. But if you think about it, if you're going through the Starbucks line and it's too long and there's a coffee shop up the corner that has a mediocre line, you might go to that other one. So
yeah, that is one of the mostly the, if you see generally coffee shops usually flock together because
mm-hmm.
you actually have a healthy competition going on. But then you
mm-hmm.
have to understand you need to have a good product to actually get the crowd to your side. Because you only get one chance. You only get one chance. When you're near
mm-hmm.
a Starbucks, there's only one chance you have of someone coming in and going like, oh, he drinks your coffee, and they're like, oh, this is better than Starbucks. That means I don't have to go to Starbucks for my morning coffee. I can just come here.
Exactly. And she has managed to do that. And they're actually opening up another one. So anyway, that's kind of something that I'm thinking about. My husband wants to do a beer garden, so I don't know.
you can make coffee plus beer, you know.
I don't know. So, but I've got to get off here because he's called me twice. So, but thank you so much, and thank you for understanding where I'm coming from, and let me talk it over with him because I was like, one, two, also on the publishing, one more thing, I just remembered, Lisa told me, I asked her, how would it be listed as published once it goes out for production? Like, who was the publisher?
Mm-hmm.
And she said I could either use known publishers or, and she gave me another choice, but I forgot what it was.
That would be you yourself. You have two options, okay? You can either go
mm-hmm.
for a self-publish,
mm-hmm.
in which our name won't show up anywhere,
mm-hmm.
or you can go for a known book as a publisher.
Okay. And there's no charge or anything for that?
Nope.
That's just my choice?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. And then the other concern I had once, you know, I was upset about everything was I did notice on the GNOME website, originally it stated, as it states in my contract, which I haven't signed, that GNOME Publishing does not have the right to anything that I produce, or that,
yes,
you know, I produce. But then I've noticed on the website, there's a little blurb on there that says GNOME Publishing has the right to it. I can't remember the exact wording.
If that is there, you have to give me a screenshot because I would bust the guys on web, you know, on the website development.
Yeah.
That's part of the ghostwriting game that we don't take ownership. Why would we call ourselves ghostwriters if we took ownership?
Right. And GNOME. What's your website?
GnomeBooks.com.
GnomeBooks.com. Okay.
We're actually number two right now, ranked in U.S.
There's a really bad review on there too. It just got put on there.
Oh yeah, you're talking about the Google review, right?
Yeah, where the guy was like, this is fake, this address.
Yeah, that was funny for us.
Mm-hmm.
It was hilarious.
Oop.
This is a coffee shop. Oh, really? You should definitely put a visit. You'll definitely, if you want to run a coffee shop,
I'll run the coffee shop. You guys can run the business.
Yeah. Coffee shop. Our coffee shop is called Gnome Book Writing. We give coffee paper cups.
Got it. That's funny.
The reality of the situation is we have to cut off so many situations. Because, like, we have had, we start meeting our clients after a few scenarios happen, like specific scenarios. And because there have been cases of assaults and people don't like the stuff that they get. So in terms of that, a lot of situations have stopped us from meeting our clients. We used to meet our clients. So it was very fun. It's more of like getting to know someone at a personal level and have a lot to do with them. But after a few situations where there was major assault cases filed because...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. People can be very... I'm telling you, you're very good. Some people are batshit crazy. So...
Oh, my goodness. Well, no, I try not
If you look at the website, there's always stuff like illustrations of the people that we have. There is never a concrete picture. We stop putting pictures on the website.
I saw that.
So nobody knows who we are. And that's
hard.
That's a security concern for us. That's a security concern for us now. Initially it wasn't, but now it's just so, people are just so freaking crazy.
How do you make a name for yourself if nobody knows who you are? How do you brand a ghost?
The thing is, the brand name is there. The brand name is out there. The people working in the brand are usually hush-hush.
Ah.
Because we are very few people are allowed LinkedIn accounts to actually have notebook because the situation then escalates because then they don't have a place to find you. So even like the current address that you have is just one of the addresses that we have because we have addresses throughout the U.S. We don't have just people working in one office. We have people working in multiple offices.
Yeah.
As much as I would love to, because if that sanction wasn't in place, I probably would have met you at least once by now.
Oh, yeah, I would have loved to. Let's see.
I'm trying to find that what guarantee services, return center of the project, book services, something for use manuscript. Was it in terms and conditions? Where was it?
I don't know.
Let's see. If I go into ghostwriting. Question.
I'm looking at the website, trying to find it.
Same here.
Has it been changed? Writing services in the business garden.
Because a lot has been revamped. Like, we have an entire website design section now, our own personal website design section. Remember I told you? We are now offering, it's like a new service that we're offering, which is author websites.
I don't like the new characters on the new website.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. But it might be because I'm older.
It's a very generic design, I know. It's a very generic design with just changes in apparel and color.
I can't find it now, so maybe it was changed.
Because like we are running SEO designs on our website to make sure it's on top of the list everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, so a lot's going on, a lot has changed. But in terms of our terms and conditions, that hasn't changed. Whatever we produce as ghostwriters is 100% yours. That's the part of the deal when you sign up for ghostwriting. If we're not doing that, then what the hell is keeping us in business?
Proper planning and guidance, inclusive research, editing and reviewing, drafting of a deadline, a detailed outline, in-depth, final product service refined to perfection, experienced book writers, 100% quality assurance. I know it was on here. I should have screenshotted it. Because I like got nauseous when I read it. I was like, oh my God, this means they can take my book.
I think we had this discussion about us taking your book a lot of times, even initially when we started the book.
No, I mean, this was once you revamped the website.
Yeah.
And it was after you changed it. So it might have been something.
It's more or less a design change because in order to optimize the website for search engine optimization, basically we went through a lot. Because we have our own blog now running our own SEO. Initially it was outsourced, so was the website design. But now we have an in-house team, so we just went, our illustrators and everyone just went ballistic. So now we have a completely new website.
Okay. No, I don't see it now.
If you see it, do let me know, because if that's there, that's a problem.
Yeah. Because I was nervous. My husband was like, oh, Sergio, no, I'm sorry. I don't want to talk to you. I was on the website and he popped up asking someone to chat.
Let me just
hear it.
Owner. Ownership. Official commission of the bear's right to ownership. Number to looking power ownership rights.
Right here, I found it. Disclaimer. Gnome Book Writing owns the trademark for its logo, name, and graphics associated with its products and services. All other business titles, brands, trademarks, and logos stated on this website belong to their rightful owners and do not encompass or imply endorsement, sponsorship, or a recommendation by Gnome Book Writing, nor do they represent or imply endorsement, sponsorship, or recommendation by the respective trademark holder of Gnome Book Writing. After successful completion of service, the client bears the right to ownership, and Gnome Book Writing is entitled to revoking all ownership rights.
Yeah. That means our rights. We're revoking our rights, not your rights.
Oh, I read it wrong. Don't tell anybody.
You have all the ownership rights, and we revoke our rights completely.
After successful completion of service, the client bears the right to ownership.
I do understand why you may have thought, because it's kind of written like that. It can cause confusion.
I was going to say it's kind of worded a little awkwardly. You might want to ask. Tell your legal team.
I need
to turn that around a little bit.
Yeah, I'll ask the guys to rework this a bit. But I read it for because I didn't notice it at first when I read it. Because for me, it was like, yeah, it's fine. That is how it is. Now that you say it, it does seem like it's a bit weird. Yeah.
So that's why I was like, and then I reread that at the time that I was upset about everything. So of course.
Yeah, so you were already upset. You did. It's not going to be a positive when you read and you're already upset.
Exactly. It's like trying to talk to somebody. Yeah. It's trying to. Yeah. Okay. So my husband has texted me again. I better answer him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Go talk to him. Okay.
Okay. All right. So we're all good?
Yep. We're all good.
All right. Thank you, Sheldon. You have an awesome day.
You too.
Okay.
You too. Take care.